Welcome back. We were lucky enough in the past hour to have Phil McConkie join us, the former naval officer and NFL great. And
I know, New York Giant.
Yeah, that's why he was a great, because he helped win a Super Bowl for my Giants. And we talked, we started our conversation about the After the Impact Fund and organization, kind of from the NFL players' side, even though he was an officer, Phil McConkie. And we were very excited to know that Brigadier General
Rich Gross
is going to join us. And he's on the phone with us now, and we'll talk from the military side.
We don't get many generals on this program. Have you ever noticed that?
Hi, General. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon. It's great to be on the show, and thank you so much for letting us talk about this.
Well, first of all, we want to talk about you a little bit. I mean, your last assignment you had while you were in the military was with the Joint Chiefs. All right. Yeah. The legal counsel.
It was, you know, it was a tremendous honor, and what an amazing 4 years. I mean, the things I got to see and do and work on behalf of General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the rest of the Joint Chiefs. Pretty incredible blessing to get to do that.
Well, you obviously earned it. I mean, I don't, you know, you're a general, but don't be humble with us.
Yeah, really.
I mean, really.
Nobody else is either, General.
and we talked, as I said, we had Phil on with us, who's tremendous. And tell us a little bit about how your involvement came about with After the Impact and the great people and the work that you're doing.
No, absolutely. So I was on a nonprofit board called the Independence Fund. It's a veterans. It's a fund that benefits wounded veterans with tracked wheelchairs and some other care. And one of the things that the Independence Fund invested in is this Eisenhower Center treatment for veterans going through problems with traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress. And over the past 4 years, we've had independently groups of veterans going through it, the Eisenhower Centers and then up in Ann Arbor, and then retired NFL players going through. And at some point, Eric Hipple and a few other folks, Shannon Jordan, our executive director of After the Impact, said, wait a minute, why don't we put them through the program together? And what we discovered was when you put a veteran with an NFL player and send them through the program, the progress they make is just so much better than if you sent two veterans together or two NFL players together. Mm. There's something about the synergy of having two people from two different populations there going through it. And so that, as a board member of the Independence Fund, they asked me to come on the board of After the Impact, and I was honored to do so. And so I jumped at the chance. It's a great team to be working with.
You know, you mentioned Eric Hipple, and I certainly remember when he played for the Detroit Lions. It's an amazing thing to me how that works, how the two populations, as you put it, get together, and it's so much more beneficial for them. It actually kind of makes sense, because I'm sure the NFL guys look up to our veterans, and our veterans look up to the NFL guys.
Well, that's exactly right. And what you find is there's so many similarities between the two groups. You know, they're both used to working in teams. They're both used to intensive training. They follow a certain playbook. Each of them has a certain culture, a certain tradition, certain language they use, a lot of camaraderie. And so they've already got that going in. And then, of course, they're also facing, unfortunately, some of the same issues with traumatic brain injury, with CTE, and with post-traumatic stress. And there's something about putting them together. And you hit the nail on the head. There's so much mutual respect from each to the other that it just seems to help them open up, talk about what they're going through, just be more open to the therapy that they're going through. And it has amazing results so far. 4 years of doing this, and it's really working.
You know, General, we hear so much about the NFL players, and they're obviously out there in the forefront of everything. But I'm just curious, what is the percentage of veterans who suffer from the same kind of injuries as opposed to the NFL players? Is the percentage pretty much the same?
There's some pretty high stats. You know, for example, we've had about 138,000 veterans who have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress since 9/11. Mm. We've had about 348,000 or so service members diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. That's a huge number of folks.
Wow.
And that traumatic brain injury comes from, you know, IED blasts and suicide bombers and things like that. You know, when folks survive that, you've still got that concussion type effect from those explosions. And so we're really starting to see the population. It's been called the invisible wounds because unlike somebody who comes back, you know, with missing an arm or missing a leg, you often can't see the wounds that folks come back with the PTS and with the traumatic brain injury, but they start to act differently and their families see it and other people see it. So it's a big problem, and we're hoping that after the impact can kind of get after at least a small part of this population and really save some lives.
You know, General, we haven't mentioned, I don't think we even mentioned when we talked to Phil McConkie, but Mike Ditka and Coach Dan Reeves are a big part of this also.
Yeah.
I know Coach Ditka is on the advisory board, and Coach Reeves is going to have quite a part in this.
He's one of our board members.
Yeah.
He's one of our board members for After the Impact.
Yeah, and we're very honored to get the word out about this. And Mikey asked Phil, you know, all you have to do is go to aftertheimpactfund.org, and it'll give you all the information and tell you how you can help. I'm going to get involved in this. I know.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you.
And spread the word because it's really, you know, when you just said those numbers, I got a chill.
Yeah, it's scary.
Thinking about the unbelievable number of veterans with the injuries they're dealing with.
Yeah, and often they don't know what they're going through. I mean, they just start acting differently and you know, misbehaving in some cases or just alienating their families. And they're not sure why. They're not sure why they can't focus. They're not sure why they're so angry or why their mood shift until they get some treatment. And then suddenly they discover it's something they've been carrying with them, one of these invisible wounds. And so we're hoping to get at some of the most severe of that population and do some things that, you know, may not be currently available under the Veterans Administration and other care that's out there.
Well, General, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The other thing I was going to say is, you know, we've also got part of the program is dedicated to the caregivers. And you want to talk about some heroes who don't get any attention or credit. It's the spouses who have to clean up the mess and deal with these poor folks when they come back. And often these spouses have to care for young children, care for the wounded veteran, get a job to maintain the income of the family, and it just wears them out. And
yeah.
So one of the things we want to do as part of this program is while the veteran and the NFL player are going through the program, we want to have the spouses who are dealing with it go through their own training and education to give them some resiliency and coping skills so they're better equipped to handle, you know, what's coming ahead for could be decades of caring for these young veterans.
Ironically, that's what I was going to ask you about. If the spouses, if the families of both the NFL and the veterans were able to go through the program with their the people that are involved in it. And that's what I was curious about. And it's nice to know because not only are you dealing with the problems that you have to face, but you're dealing with separation and things like that. So that won't happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely true. It's a big problem. We want to get at it. There's other great organizations doing caregiver support as well. The Independence Fund that I'm also a part of does it. Elizabeth Dole, Senator Dole, has an entire organization called the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, solely dedicated to caregivers, and she's doing some amazing things in that space as well.
All right, we only have about a minute and a half left with you, and here's a question I want to ask away from this: can Army please beat Navy this year?
Hey, this is our year. I'm convinced. Everybody's excited. I can't tell you how, you know, the chatter on Facebook and other places with all the West Pointers. And I tell you, there's some great spirit videos, too, if you haven't seen them. You know, that's a big tradition with Army-Navy is that they make some pretty high-quality videos making fun of each other.
Yep.
And they're a lot of fun if you haven't seen them.
Have you, by the way, have you seen the uniform that Army will be wearing?
I have dedicated to the 82nd Airborne Helmet in World War II. How cool is that?
That's
really
fantastic.
Cool.
I'm as excited as I can be.
And by the way, do you care to tell the general what you have been saying here.
Well, there are a lot of people on Twitter. Our friend Chuck Culpepper, who's a fantastic writer, has taken to calling it the Navy-Army game instead of the Army-Navy game. I mean, we got to stop that, General.
I agree.
All right.
It's alphabetical order, oldest service first. Whatever okay. you want to do it, it's always Army-Navy.
Are you going?
You better believe I'm
okay,
going.
Okay, all right. Calm down. I just asked.
And the great thing about it, everybody salutes you there.
All right. Well, we will continue spreading the word, and thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
It's an honor for us to have you on the show.
Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for letting me talk about it.
Thank you, General.
Thank you, General.
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank
General
you.
Rich Gross.
Wow.
Cool fella, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. He was great. I kidded around with him. I was afraid.
Well, he's... No.
He has a great sense of humor. I kind of knew.
They're just people, too.
Yeah, I guess so. They put their uniform on.
Yeah, probably not.
One leg at a time. Anyway, that was awesome. When we come back, Coach Donnie Tindall will join us. It's Mike Cameron, Matthew Lawrence, and the General, and Phil McConkey. And
yeah.
Right here on ESPN Sports Radio.
1300.